וזה בחינס מקץ שלוש שנים תוציא את כל מעשר תבואתך. The pasuk goes on to say that at the end of 3 years, you should take out all of your maaseros. Make sure you do your accounting and your reckoning that you've taken care of all your maaseros. Ki kvar mavur leil, because we already explained earlier beinyan shalosh shnei orla regarding the 3 years that the fruit is forbidden. The first 3 years that the tree is giving off its produce, shetzrichin shalosh shonim daika. Lachnia shalosh tayvois v'shalosh avoides anam. That we need 3 years to correct, to weaken the three desires, the wrong kinds of desires, and to overcome the three avoides. We spoke about tayvos mamon, tayvos achila, and tayvos noshim, tayvos mishagel, and we spoke about avoides zora, gilui arayis, and shfichas damim. Kihem tlas, klulin mitlas, v'chulu kanal. Because as we explained earlier, even though they're three, they're really nine. Because each one has in it the other one also. Money has in it women and food. Food has it all go to... And that's why we said you need 3 years. You need three Rosh Hashanahs. V'alkein, achar kol sholosh shonim chayovin bebiur. Rav Nosson says, now we'll understand also why after every 3 years, a Jew is chayev to do biur. Biur means lahoitzi mi beisoi kol matnois kohunu leviu maisasheni. To make sure to get out of his house any truma, any maiser, any maisasheni, anything that's not yours, or anything that has to be brought to Yerushalayim, at the end of 3 years, you have to make sure you took care of all of it. Ki kol hamatonois shenoisim lakoyin valevi minatvu maiser maisasheni, hakol kedei lesaken es hatvua vapeirois betikun anal. Because all of these laws that the Torah has given us about Truma and Maiser and Maiser Osheni, all of these things that you have to give to the Kohen or you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, what's the reason? In order to accomplish the Tikkun that we're learning about here. Kedei sheyuchlu lehalois ulehachnis kol choysam v'chiyusam v'toich hatfila kanal. So that all of those fruits and vegetables and grains will be able to give their power into the person's tefillah. Kaidei shenois nematnas kuno leviyam enatvu aperos, because by a Jew giving away what he gives away to the koyein and to the levi from boze megalin shashem isborach bora hakoyel bediburoi. By doing that, I'm showing that I know it's not mine. What do you mean, my food? I'm in it. Why should I give my? If it's my, I have no reason to give. But if I have a partner, person has a partner, then there's no ma. You can't take it all for yourself. Some of it is yours. Some of it belongs to the partner. Some of it is Hashem's. And Hashem's portion, he tells us exactly what to do with it. So when a person does that, he shows that Hashem created everything. How did Hashem create everything? With dibur. Bidvar Hashem shamayim nasa bura pechosan. Vanu noisen loy chelkoi. And we are giving Hashem his portion. This makes it possible for all the good energy of the fruit and the produce and everything to go back up to its source, to its roots. Shehu dvar Hashem, shehu hatfila. That's how it was originally created. It was created through the word of Hashem, and all of its energy and everything is from the dvar Hashem. And then it bounces it back up. It shoots it back up into the Dvar Hashem. Shezehu ikar shleimus hatfila. That's the real perfection of tefila. Just like a Jew who plants a tree. The Jew goes ahead and uses time and effort to plow the ground and to prepare the earth and everything. He does everything. The Jew puts all of his energy and time and money into planting that tree. Why is he doing it? So when that tree grows up and it starts producing fruit, he's going to take the fruit off the tree and bring it into his house, into his kitchen and living room. So again, he put all kinds of energy into this thing, knowing that this thing is going to give it back to him in fruit and vegetables and those things. Same thing with Hashem. Hashem put all of this energy, this Dvar Hashem, into the world, which went into the plant. And the purpose of it is for it to return all of that energy into the Dvar Hashem, into the tefillah, which we Jewish people are privileged to partake of. V'alkein chayovim bebiur lachar sholosh shonim daika, and this is why the law says that specifically at the end of 3 years, you have to make sure that you've cleaned out your house from everything that's not yours. Ki daika achar sholosh shonim nishlemes hatfila beyoser, because it's at the end of a 3 year period that the tefillah reaches a certain level of perfection. Because of the fact that at the end of 3 years, we've gotten rid of, we've eliminated avodah zara, gilui arayos, shfichas damim, v'nistaknu hashalosh taivos, and we've fixed up the three taivos, taivos mamon, taivos achila, taivos noshim, b'shloish hashonim, during that 3 year period. V'oz hatfila bishlemus. And when you've done all of that fixing, then your tefillah is bishlemus. She'oilin kol siyach hasodah v'nechlon b'loich hatfila kanal. Meaning, how does it become bishlemus? Because all the plans and everything, they all give their power, their energy into the tefillah. V'alkein oz chayovim bebir. That's why that's the time when to get all the trumas and maestras out of your house. Ki oz hazman lahalois kol haperish lamaisa shel Yerushalayim. That's the time to make sure that you take all your fruit that has to go to Yerushalayim, get it up there, take it there. Velitein kol matnois kuna levila baleim, and to give all the things that go to the koyin, and the Levi stuff to the Levi. Kedei sheyistaknu haperois vahatfua, so that the fruit and grains and everything will be perfected. Laha, and when they're perfected, what happens? They will give all of their energy, all of their positive powers into the tefillah, because that's the time when the tefillah can achieve the highest degree of perfection, because 3 years were completed. 3 years is the amount of time that it takes to overcome the three Taivas Rois, we said the three holidays, and the three holidays really draw their power from Rosh Hashanah, so it requires three Rosh Hashanahs to really hit a home run. Lahavdil, again, in baseball, they're running, they're doing and everything, and you're looking at the scoreboard, nothing is happening, no change. What do you mean no change? Look at how he whacked that ball, and he ran to first base. He did. What do you mean no change? Nothing yet. First base, center. It's only after he finishes going around the three bases, gets back to home, a one shows up there. Here also, after a person has been zoiche to go that distance, a Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, that registers one on the scoreboard. Another round, another year, a Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, a two. And when he finishes three, that's when those three taivas and the three avoidas have gotten their complete tikkun, and that's when the tefillah is at its highest high. V'ze b'chinas mitzvas vidui meiser shetzrichen lehizvadois baper. Now you'll understand another very interesting thing, that when a Jew brings his meiser sheni to Yerushalayim, he was required to make a speech. Comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he's got to make a speech. The vidui that he says on the Meiser, acknowledging that I brought all my stuff, I didn't leave anything to home, I brought everything I was supposed to bring, etc. That appears in the beginning of Parshas Ki Sovoy, I think. Veloimar, he says, Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, I got rid of all the holy foods, I took them all out of my house, I gave the kohen what he was supposed to get. Ki HaVidui Hi Bechinas Tefillah. This vidui, this speech that the Jew makes when he comes to the business, that's a form of tefillah. Ki ikar mitzvas biur kedei lahalois kol koychos haperos v'atfula toich hatefillah. Because the main reason for getting all of that stuff out of your house and giving it to the kohen and this one and that one is so that these foods and grains will give their power into the tefillah. Shezeu bechinas havidui shemispala lemoz. An example of that is when the Jew goes ahead and says that special tefillah in the Mishkan, or in the Beis HaMikdash, that's when his tefillah is the tefillah that has in it. When I was, Who talks while he's holding a bag of oranges? What are you doing here? Why is everything a mishkababble among the Jews? He's bringing fruit and he's making a speech. Put the fruit in the fruit bin and then make your speech. No. It goes together. Because the fruit is going into my tefillah. The fruit is showing that the whole power of the entire plant kingdom is going into my tefillah. As he says, Hashem, look down upon us from your holy residence in heaven, uvorech es amcho Yisrael, and bless your Jewish nation, v'esho'adoma, and the earth. Hainu, shanu mispalalim. We're saying to Hashem, osinu masholeinu. Hashem, we've done our part. We've done what you told us to do. Asei masholecha. Now you do what you're supposed to do, Hashem. You keep your part of the bargain. Kama Shapirosh Rashi Sham, as Rashi HaKadosh points out, that in the vidui that the person was saying to Hashem, he's saying, I did this, I did that, why are we saying all of that? The reason we're saying it is to tell Hashem, listen, you said that if I do this, this, and this, and this, you're gonna do this and that. Well, I'm coming here and I'm telling you, I did all of these things. Hainu kemoi shanachnu asinu masholeinu, just like we did, we fulfilled our obligation, what was required of us. Ve'elinu kol koychais hatvua l'sharosham l'totvar Hashem, we did what was within our power to elevate all the energy of all of this produce into the dvar Hashem. Al yidei shekiyamnu mitzvus kol matonos manatvua, by giving it to the koyin and by bringing it to Yerushalayim. Similarly, Hashem, please, you do your part. Uvorech esamcha Yisrael, and bless the Jewish people. Ve'es ho'adoma, and the earth. Hainu shetamshich brocha min hashamayim. We're asking you to send down the blessing from heaven. Dahainu sheyumshichu, like the mon. Dahainu sheyumshichu kol hakoychoi shel kol haperois v'shel kol harefuois l'toich ma'ashenoichal v'nishte. That you should draw all the powers, all the health powers and the curing and healing powers of all the different fruits and medicines and everything into whatever we eat, into bread, water, chalent, potato kugel, anything, tofu, everything. Sheze ikar habrocha. That's the real bracha. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, uberach eslach mecha vesmeimecha vasiroi simachla mekirbecha. The Hashem says, you'll be zoicha, I'll bless you. The blessing is that you won't have to search for medicines and vitamins and all of this stuff. You'll be able to live a simple life, simple as possible. Stick to the most basic foods, bread, water, fruit, vegetable, and all the curing powers, all the healing powers that could possibly be found in all of these exotic herbs that come from Transylvania and all of that, Hashem will see to it that it'll find its way into your bread and water, into your most basic foods.